Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trailer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello. What? Every time, right?
Every time. Yeah, every time. Then I did just do like a botched recording where I just went, I went to do the intro because I'm so tired, I just went, so that's why.
It's a great start, Chris.
Good start.
We should have kept it.
Yeah, we should have kept it. Yeah. This week, we are reading out reviews, so it's part two of the second part of Magic Kingdom's reviews.
Okay, so it's like part 2.2.
Yeah, part 2.2. Part 2 of Google reviews.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're reading out poll reviews of Magic Kingdom again. This went down really well last week. So, I said it was part 1. I was going to do part 2 unless people were like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So, we're doing part 2.
Cool.
Part 2 of poll reviews of Magic Kingdom. Enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Yeah, so the problem is, and I was explaining to Dan, that my MacBook reset itself halfway through the week.
Nice.
So I've got the Google reviews. I found where we got up to, but Google seems to randomize the poll reviews, which isn't particularly useful.
No, that's not very helpful
for me anyway. I mean, we're two users who probably are the only people that look at them
in a particular.
We want
order.
To see them by date.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you can't do
because I don't know if
there is no.
I don't know what they rank it.
You
by,
can
like.
See newest, but yeah. Lowest rating is not done by newest.
Yeah, because we want to see lowest rating, but also we want to see newest.
Yeah, so it doesn't do that. So we're going to try and memorize the ones we did last week and not read out the same ones. But there might be a couple that sneak in, so apologies if that is the case. I'm also very tired. I was looking after my young 9-month-old nephew last night, and
is he only 9 months?
Yeah. Wow. So I'm just hoping a coffee as well. That's what that noise is.
You hear that sloshing?
Yeah. I've already had a smoothie.
I mean, that's not really going to help with tiredness, but
well, it should give me some energy.
What nutrients and all?
Yeah.
Nutrients.
No, I'm on a Starbucks skinny, no added sugar, lactose free. Latte.
All the things.
Skinny latte. Yeah.
Slurp test.
Cheers. Like a sprinkler. Yeah, so hopefully you've listened to part one, but if this is your first ever podcast, with Theme Park Trailer at least, then basically what we do on these shows is we find what we consider a great theme park or attraction or restaurant. And we read out people's worst reviews of it, because they're usually pretty funny.
Yeah, normally they're pretty stupid.
Yeah, people are stupid, yeah. I think, is...
is that the thing that we've got out of this?
Yeah.
Doing this series, people are stupid.
People are stupid. Yeah. On, as a side note, have you caught the Marvel announcements? Because obviously it's kind of related to theme parks now.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think some of them are questionable.
What, in general? In general, Phase 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if they'd started with some of these films?
I know.
People would be like, what? No, I'm not going to watch that. Like even the likes of the Black Widow film. I know it's popular now.
Yeah.
Imagine doing it in Phase 1. People had no idea. It almost feels like they've done all the Iron Mans, obviously they're still doing sort of Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
And, you know, Captain America's gone. So it feels like they're just kind of like rolling out all the like lesser characters now. They've run out of the main ones. Apart from that, you know, they've still got a Thor film coming out and things like that.
Yeah.
Although it's meant to be like Natalie Portman as a female Thor as well.
Really?
Did you see that? I saw something about that.
I
don't know if
that.
That's official or if that's just rumoured. I'm not entirely that'd be cool. sure. Because so it's based on a comic book series, a Thor comic book series, but based on a female Thor. So I don't know. I mean, Hemsworth is still in it.
So, but what's interesting is that film comes out after Stranger Things. Sorry, not Stranger Things. So this is, I'm so tired. Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And what was the title of Doctor Strange? Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
So yeah. That would make sense if Thor came after that. Because I was like, why is Thor late in the...
Oh, I see. What, so you think
it I could think be... Doctor Strange leads to the multiverse, yeah. Which is where, in some alternate universe...
Yeah, there's a female Thor. Natalie Portman
is a female, right. Thor.
Yeah, that could work.
That would be the way that they would do it. Because
then you'd have, like, two Thors.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty insane.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So what have we got? I mean, like, we've got... Because
there's Black Panther. Well, they said Black Panther 2.
But it's just, not...
They didn't give any details about it. They said Captain Marvel 2. They didn't give any details about it. They said Black Widow. What's her name? Vision. What? The whatever her name is. Is it Scarlet?
WandaVision.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've got Black Widow, The Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is probably going to be the most underwhelming TV show ever.
Like, is that a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah, why start your Disney Plus offering with that? I mean, come on.
I know they've got Loki in there as well, haven't they?
That's not until 2021.
Yeah, I was quite surprised by that. Yeah. Like, you're talking like at least a year and a half before that comes out.
It's spring 2021.
So it's about a year and a half, if not a little bit longer, before that comes out.
I mean, the thing is, it makes sense to push these shows back because... Disney Plus is a slow rollout across the world.
Right, okay.
So if you push them to the end of 2020, most of the world's going to have Disney Plus.
Yeah, and the thing is, if they do it too early, people will pirate it.
Exactly.
And they don't.
People are going to do it with the Mandalorian. There's no Star Wars fan in Europe is waiting for a Disney Plus to come over here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, and I on the record, I'm waiting for it to come to Disney Plus.
Right, okay.
Off the record, perhaps I won't. but... Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to see the spoilers. Like, what style? I think it's just a stupid move.
Yeah, it's a bit daft.
So we've got Black Widow, Falcon Winter Soldier TV show, Eternals.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is going to be more Guardians and not just an Angelina Jolie fest for 2 hours because she's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Is that a Doctor Strange kind of thing? I don't really know that.
No, I think he's like an Asian... comic book hero.
Oh, okay. I was just assuming, because I haven't watched any Doctor Strange films.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know if he was the guy, was like the other guy that's in it. But yeah.
No, I know, no.
Okay.
Then you've got, so that's in 2021.
Right.
WandaVision 2021, spring. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is May 2021. Then you've got Loki, spring 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got What If... Summer 2021.
I don't know what that is.
I'm on board for that. That's basically, like, it asks the question, I don't know, to give you an example, just off the top of my head, like, what if the Avengers didn't beat Thanos?
Right, okay.
What if Spider-Man never got his powers and it went to Gwen Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of questions. So it's a TV show on Disney Plus. So every episode would be completely, like, different.
Oh, okay.
And it will just explore that. It's based on the comic book series.
Right, okay.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then you've got Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Fall 2021. I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah? The logo looks utter garbage.
It does. It's just like a yellow font, yeah. And then Thor Love and Thunder. I think it's called, isn't it?
It's gone very, very sort of like 80s, 90s sort of...
Yeah.
More 90s kind of theme logo there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They also announced Blade... Remake of a new Blade film with, I don't know how to say his name, Mr. Ali.
Yeah, Mr. Ali.
Yeah.
Did they announce Fantastic Four?
They mentioned Fantastic Four.
They didn't announce it.
At the end, they were just like, oh, we haven't had time to mention Captain Marvel 2, Black Panther 2, Fantastic Four.
Or X-Men.
No, they didn't say X-Men, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
They didn't say any... I feel like there's another one that they said.
I mean, was there any mention of Guardians 3?
Yes, that was the one they said. Yeah, they said they didn't have time to mention all of these ones. Mainly, probably because they're really big franchises.
They're probably out in 2022.
You know they're going to be coming out.
Yeah. So yeah, some good projects there. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on them because they're going to be making their way into more and more of Disney's parks as the years progress. So I think it's worth talking about them.
Yeah. It feels like 2021 is kind of a year for the lesser known characters, and then in 2022 you'll get more of the bigger ones like Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Guardians.
Well, Phase 4 seems like a random selection of movies.
Right.
That probably won't tie together a great deal. I think the multiverse is I think phase four is the focus is introducing the multiverse.
Mm.
And then phase five, or the end of phase four, we'll get a big villain intro.
Right, okay. Ready for phase five. The next phase. Right,
that's
okay.
That's my feeling, I think, because...
How long do the phases last? Or is it just...
Phase four will probably finish like 2022.
Right.
21, 22, something like that. You know, maybe five or six films, plus the TV shows, if they're... I mean, they are part of the phase according to the timeline, but who knows?
Yeah. It's something obviously new because they haven't done the TV shows before, really.
And they're in the MCU.
Yeah.
So they are part of the timeline. But I'm looking forward to the multiverse. I do think that's how... If they do a female Thor, and it's after Doctor Strange 2...
That would make sense.
It would, yeah. And it may be the way they can bring in the X-Men and Fantastic Four as well.
Right, okay, yeah,
because otherwise it's like, well, why haven't these mutants made it, you know, helped with Thanos?
In any way possible.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, and like, I'm Charles Xavier. I was keeping them safe. Make it so.
So apparently a trailer came out for the...
Picard.
I've not seen
it. It's good.
Yet.
Yeah? Yeah, I literally watched it half hour ago with Donna, and she was like, well, I'm watching this. I've never seen Star Trek. But she's seen the old episode, because Data's in the trailer. Data.
Oh, okay.
He's in the trailer, and then she was like, oh, Data! It looks cool, actually. I was not on board with it, and then I saw the trailer, and actually, I think it looks like it's coming to Prime in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Because it's on CBS All Access, I think, in the States, which we don't have over here. So I think Prime have got the rights to it in the UK.
Oh, okay. So that'd be cool.
I'll definitely be watching it. I need to finish the next gen.
Is it a TV show or a film?
TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Stewart's looking old.
Yeah, I can bet. But,
I think it'd be really good. And they've proper... The guy that plays Data, obviously he's supposed to be like a non-aging android.
Mm, yeah.
Like... They have caked on about 5 inches worth of makeup. It's insane.
Applied with a trowel.
Yeah, it's... I mean, he looks pretty good considering how old he is, but still, like, you thought they would have come up with some reason for his, like, sudden aging.
As an android. I see. Yeah, yeah. We'll just try make it easier on themselves.
Because at the start of the trailer, like, he's in pieces, because last time we saw him, he died.
Okay.
Like, you'd be like, oh, in the construction process, your face went wrong. So, Magic Kingdom, part two. So, let's get started, shall we? Jessica Cock says...
I don't know if that's how you actually say her surname.
Well, I'm not...
I mean, it looks, you know, you could get away with that.
I'm not swearing, I'm just saying her last name.
No, that's just... It doesn't look... Yeah.
How would you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Koch?
Koch, maybe? Koosh.
Koosh. Cool whip. Overpriced, hyped, too many kids... Way too young to remember or even enjoy the park. Too many strollers and slow walkers. Fastpass system sucks. 3 fast passes a day? Really? No real roller coasters. None with the mouse. Sorry, done with the mouse. A few things wrong with this.
Yeah.
Too many kids. I mean, it's a way kids too young themed, to remember.
It's a kids theme park.
Thing is, I would never take... When I have a kid, if I would never take my 1-year-old to Florida. However... I would to Disneyland Paris because it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in America, 100%, I'd take them to the Magic Kingdom. Yeah. And that's not for them. It's for me and the photos I can have with that. They're never going to remember it.
Well, no.
But it's not about, if you're taking a 1-year-old, it's not about taking them on It's a Small World and looking at Of course, at the time, they're going to be looking at the bright colours and things.
Mm.
But you're taking photos.
Yeah.
And you know, you'll have those memories forever. And I think people seem to forget... That's a thing. Like, it's not going, that kid's won. He's clearly not enjoying it.
Yeah, just ship him out.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Get him out.
He's contributing to the 100,000 here.
Obviously, if you're going from somewhere like the UK over to Florida and you've just got a 1-year-old, that's kind of a bit...
It's tough. Like, yeah. Obviously, we're not saying don't do it, because... it's up to you.
Why not? Yeah,
it's completely up to you. It's going to be tough. But I see the reason for doing it. But it's going to be a tough trip.
I do and I don't. Like I think what you would be planned to do would make a lot of sense. You know, Florida is obviously a lot more expensive. It's a lot further away. It's a lot harder to get to with a child, or you know, a young child.
Yeah.
Paris makes a lot more sense if you want those sort of memories, because you'll get a similar kind of experience, won't you? with a 1 year
old. For, with a 1 year old, yeah.
And for a considerably lower price.
Exactly.
Obviously, if you've got older kids as well, then, you know, it makes complete sense to go over there.
Yeah.
Just because you've got a 1 year old as well. You may have a 4 year old and a 7 year old or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But I think, you know, they go on to say too many strollers and slow walkers. I mean, again, strollers are annoying. Of course they are. But
it when comes you with have the territory,
kids,
doesn't
yeah,
it?
When you have kids, you're going to need a stroller
yeah.
or a pram. As
you're not going to like carry them around all day, are you?
No, exactly. And then you won't be the ones moaning. You'll be the ones saying, oh, there's too many people getting in the way of my stroller.
Yeah.
The FastPass system sucks. No, it doesn't. I'm on the fence with FastPass. It's great when you've got one. It's not when you haven't.
Yeah.
And we say it time and time again. I do think that they should get rid of it in terms of capacity flow.
Yeah, it would be
at least test it.
It would definitely be an interesting test, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To do that.
And we said that, I mean, time and time again. 3 fast passes a day, you can get more than that quite easily.
Yep.
You just use your first 3 before you have to get one, and then you can keep repeating the process.
One at a time, yeah. Which I think is kind of a fair thing to do, really, because if everyone just had all the fast... You could have as many fast passes as you wanted.
Yeah.
Then it would be ridiculous. Because anyone that can book 60 days in advance, they'd book all the fast passes and things like that.
Yeah.
Or if you go back to the old system where you can only have one at a time...
Yeah, the tickets, the paper system.
It was kind of like, that was just so slow going because you had to go to the next ride to get
mental,
it and that
it?
Sort of stuff. And you obviously only having one at a time meant, you know, the one that you, any rides that you didn't go to begin with would basically be pretty much gone afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I always remember the mad Soarin' Dash at Epcot. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was
yeah.
mental, wasn't it?
It was
absolutely
ridiculous,
mental.
Yeah.
No real roller coasters. Thunder Mountain, I mean, define roller coaster.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that point. There's no big roller coasters and things like that.
I mean,
obviously, there's the likes of even Seven Dwarfs Mine Train,
Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain.
Space Mountain is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're all kind of like family friendly coasters.
Yeah, because it's a family friendly park.
Exactly.
It's kind of like it's what you expect.
You've got Tron on the way.
Tron, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I don't think is that intense of a ride.
No,
but it's going to be probably the most intense there.
It's probably the biggest track ride they'll have.
Yeah, at Magic Kingdom for sure.
Yeah, and then obviously, not in Magic Kingdom, but you've got the Guardians ride coming.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, Disney as a whole doesn't have that many big track rides. They've got Rock and Roller Coaster.
Primeval World.
Okay. I'm talking like big track ride coasters. They don't have a lot.
I would ask you a question. What ride do you feel is more intense? Primeval World? Or Rock and Roller Coaster?
probably Primeval World.
There you go.
But, yeah, but I'm not saying it's like a big track coaster, that's the only thing.
No, I know.
But yeah.
I'm just being facetious. okay, let's move on to Shu Han Lao. I hope I've pronounced that right. Apologies if I haven't, not that they'll be listening.
You never know, Ryan. You never know.
That'd be great if they do. The weather is really hot. Barely can find a space with a shadow. No sitting. Restaurant are packed. Children are crying because it's too hot to walk. No air conditioning while waiting in line. Not worth it to spend over $100 per person here.
Well, bless you.
Excuse me.
Okay, the weather is really hot. Yes, welcome to Florida.
I mean, they reviewed it a month ago. And we're currently in July, so June in Florida
is hot. It's quite warm, yeah. Yeah.
Just choose what time of year you go. You know
exactly. You know, if you don't want it that hot, go in January or February time.
Yeah,
it's like low to mid 20s in January February time.
Yeah, perfect. If you're not a fan of the heat.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really complain. You can't really complain about the weather. It's kind of like
yeah,
that's
I mean,
nothing to do with the park.
Barely can find a space for shadow. I mean, assuming...
I've never heard somebody describe shade as shadow.
They're talking about sitting down for the parade here. Because they're saying no sitting, which you can't do unless you're a child on the curb.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on the curb, you can sit down.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're talking about the parade.
Yeah, because otherwise there's plenty of shade.
Around the park.
Yeah, you can go into any of the shops and you've got all the...
There's no shadows, though. That's the problem.
Well, and there's no shadows in the shops, yeah. And you've got, like, outdoor seating, which is, like, I'm thinking sort of... round the corner by the ice cream place at the end of Main Street.
Yeah, we sat there with Amber and Nick.
Yes, Amber and Nick.
For quite some time, actually, last year.
Yeah, and we were sat there, you know, you got the shade from all the umbrellas, you got quite a lot of seating there.
Yeah, I mean, and you always know, with me, whether you or not you're in a shaded area, because I stop pouring the sweat.
You stop noticing the puddle around by your feet.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, I don't think I was dripping onto the table when we were there. So there is shade in those areas.
Yeah, and I mean, even then, you've got, I can never remember the name of it. Is it the Starlight? No, it's Cosmic Rays.
Yeah, yeah.
Cosmic Rays, there's loads of seating there.
And it's all
under
shade.
You can just go in and sit down.
Yeah.
Like, they're not gonna throw you out because you haven't bought anything.
No.
Like,
exactly. I don't believe that at all. No air conditioning when waiting in line. It is an issue on certain attractions.
On certain attractions,
Thunder
yeah.
Mountain is the worst.
And Splash.
And Haunted is tough as well.
It can be, yeah, yeah.
Splash is okay. Splash is terrible, and then you get inside and you're like, oh.
But yeah, Big Thunder is probably the worst of them, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. Space Mountain is great, though.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Pirates of the Caribbean, great.
Yeah.
As well. There's plenty of aircon rides.
That's the thing. There's plenty of indoor rides, really, in Magic Kingdom.
If anything, it's probably got the most indoor rides of any Disney park.
Yeah, probably.
Certainly in Disney World.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of his points. David Spalding says, whatever you do, don't eat at Beauty and the Beast Castle. I don't think it's called the Beauty and the Beast Castle.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's the proper name.
I mean, it's Beast Castle. I don't think it's not Belle's
well,
Castle.
Well, you know, maybe
once they're married, maybe.
She's moved in. She's, you know, got her feet under the table.
Yeah. They're married, so now it's technically half hers.
Yeah, she's renamed it.
Yeah. But why do I have to be called the Beast? I'm not even the Beast anymore.
No, my name's Dave.
Food and whole experience is so underwhelming and not worth the time or money. $28 meal for less food than a $6 meal at Denny's. Classic Denny's.
Oh, Denny's.
Food isn't even seasoned and the eggs look like mashed potatoes. Maybe it was, yeah. Just because you ordered the mash. Don't believe the pictures on the menus. Disney is a scam.
Wow.
I think he's talking about breakfast here.
He's slating the entire park because of one meal experience.
Yeah.
Seems a little harsh.
It does seem a bit harsh. I mean, rate the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's talking about the breakfast because the quick service breakfast is expensive.
Okay.
You get. I enjoyed the breakfast. I think the fruit was a bit hard.
Okay.
I don't think Disney ever did fruit particularly well. Probably because it's refrigerated.
Oh, I see.
It comes out and it's just like. Eh. But I'm not that interested in fruit when I'm in Disney. If I'm honest.
Yeah, you're not going over there for cutting calories, are you?
Unless it's lime. And it's on my key and my pie. But yeah, so we have got the windows open, as you can probably hear. The seagulls in the background.
Yeah.
Imagine yourself by the seaside. That's where we're at now.
Bliss. On the stones.
We don't have sand.
No, we don't have a sandy beach.
Well, it's we do. You just have to get like
you just have to
half
dig
a mile into the sea
before
you experience it. And then you're swept out and never seen again.
Yeah, yeah. Good day.
Great day. Fun was had. I woke up in France. Yeah, so the breakfast, obviously, I don't see it that way because I usually get everything on the dining plan.
Okay, so you don't put a price to it necessarily.
No, but it is expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
I think I had like Eggs Benedict, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. And it was about like $25. But you get your like main, if that makes sense, for a quick service.
Mm-hmm.
You get some fruit. You get a drink. Well, you can get like unlimited refills on soda or soda.
Soda for breakfast.
But also, why am I saying soda? I'm not American. And you get unlimited coffee and tea, that kind of thing. And you also get like a basket full of pastries.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But then you know, Don and I find ourselves fighting over which one gets the pastry. So somebody
gets a fork in the hand.
We usually agree to cut them in half.
Okay. Probably sensible.
Yeah. So you do get like a fair bit, but you know, going in and saying, "Well, I get more food at Denny's," is you know, you're not at Denny's, you're at Disney.
Yeah, you're on Disney property. You're going to pay a premium for it, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, and the food at Denny's, you know, Denny's is an institution.
Yeah.
And I have not been to Denny's in quite a few years, but the last time I went there, I did quite like it.
Yeah, I haven't been there for quite a few years either. But
you know, it's classic American breakfast, that kind of thing. I mean, I have a great memory, and I might have said this before, but I have a great memory of my my nan, because we used to go to Disney World with my parents and my nan.
Okay.
And had great memories of those trips. And one time, she was a very straight laced person, very dark sense of humour like me.
Right. Okay.
And that's probably where I got a lot of my humour from. And we were at the table in Denny's, and the guy was like, I'm not going to do the accent because I know a lot of Americans listen to us and I don't want to insult you. How would you like your eggs, ma'am?
You just said you weren't going to do the accent.
I know, and I did it. And she was like, first of all, ma'am. Insulted because she associated ma'am with being old.
Okay, okay.
It is an odd thing to do because we over here we don't call...
What, it's an odd, are you saying it's an odd thing to...
It's an odd thing in general, I think, just adding that onto the end of the sentence.
Right,
It's not necessary, is it?
Not really.
We'd just be like, morning, how do you want your eggs? And she was like, well, how do you do them? Worst question you could ask in America.
Yeah,
worst
question. About a million different ways.
She's like, and she was like, oh, we've got about 50 different ways. And she was like, do go on. And she proceeded to go get to at least 15 or 20 before my nan was like, yeah, I'll have that one.
I'll have the first one.
I think she ended up going like sunny side down, which is like, that's not a type of egg. That is a fried egg that you've just put upside down for no reason. Why would you have an egg upside down? So that's my Denny story.
Nice.
Jimothy. Jimothy.
Is that a name?
No.
It's not a name.
Outdated. Pretty much nothing that is an interest to young boys. Oh, I think we did this last week.
Did we?
I think so. Oh, no, we haven't.
No,
we didn't.
I don't think we did, no.
Pretty much nothing that is of interest to young boys. It's been turned into a dress-up princess park for very young girls. Rides are almost all directed at toddlers. That is simply not true.
No, they're completely not true. Like, even the thing that says young boys, you've got Pirates of the Caribbean, Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, I mean...
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train isn't like, generic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Disney make a big deal out of... I think Disney have done a good job in recent years in helping girls in particular. I don't think they've done enough for boys that want to dress up as princesses, because that happens, okay. You know, you're 4 or 5 and you want to dress as a princess... I'm not going to stop my kid from doing it if they mm-hmm. want to dress up as Snow White for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the one doing the lippy. But Disney have done a great job, particularly with girls, in saying, you know, if you want to dress up as... Come in to get your pirate makeup over your princess makeup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, why would... You know, there's... I hope that my girl is more into dressing up as pirates than a princess because I associate more with pirates. But if and when she's not, then I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's up to her. But to say that there's no rides for outside of toddlers is mental because there's quite
ridiculous.
A few rides with height restrictions at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Pirates, Splash, Thunder, Space, Seven Dwarfs does have a height restriction.
Presumably Tron will have a...
Tron will definitely have one.
Yeah.
And those are just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And there will be more. So I think that's kind of nonsense. And to say that the park... has nothing there for young boys is again
that's
nonsense.
Ridiculous.
We've said all of those rides are there. Plus, you've got shows like PhilharMagic, granted has a couple of princess scenes, but you've got the Lion King in there as well. Mm-hmm. You've got Beauty and the Beast, which I don't really consider a girls' film. In fact, I don't really consider any Disney princess movie a girls' film.
No, I don't think so. Like I've watched them all. You know,
I will happily sit there and watch The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Today, and it's not a girls' film, right?
No,
it's a family film.
And you know, you still get the likes of It's a Small World and things like that. That's not a ride that's specifically aimed at any gender.
No, just toddlers. Ride. I think, toddlers are going to enjoy it because of the colours and the song.
Yeah, I think even young kids will enjoy it, not just toddlers.
Yeah.
You know.
Or people with who are young at heart, like me.
Yeah.
It's a small world after all. Like, I'm in the queue, just doing it already. Like, someone behind me is like, get me out of this! Get me out!
I can't sell this. Only 2 minutes of it. And you're just like, just wait.
Just you wait.
Just wait.
I've asked them to stop the ride Especially. Tina Dunn says, it was horrible. The long waits for two rides were ridiculous. What was supposed to be a 45 minute for one ride ended up being 70 minutes. The other ride was 65 minutes. We cannot get our fast pass to work on my phone. I mean, everyone has that problem now. Where is Disney's IT team? Like, the app has so many problems, don't they?
It really has so many problems.
We feel the Fastpass has ruined it for those who, for some reason, do not have access to it. When I was at Epcot yesterday, they even tried to help me and they could not. So our experience today has discouraged us, so that we do not want to go to any more parks for the rest of our stay. What are they doing then?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're staying at the hotel today, and we're not doing anything.
Well, I refuse to go there because of the Fastpass.
Can we go to the pool? No.
I mean, the thing is, I think Magic Kingdom is one of the places where you can probably get away with not having so many Fastpasses.
Depending on the time of year, yeah.
Because there's so many attractions. Yeah. You only get three... Well, you know, you can have more than three Fastpasses, but primarily you get three Fastpasses. Mm. You know, there's a lot more than just three rides.
Mm.
And there's a lot more than just three rides that have longer queues and things like that. You know, you can... You just got to time it right, because there's certain rides will, you know, it gets quieter and busier throughout the day.
Yeah.
So you just got to pick and choose exactly when you go.
You know what? I don't normally get a fast pass for Haunted Mansion.
I don't either.
Because I usually get it for Space, Thunder or Splash.
Like the Mountains, Dwarfs. Really, isn't it?
Yeah, those are usually my three. Which means that sometimes I have to queue for 45 minutes or up to an hour for Haunted, but I don't really care.
No.
Kevin says, I'm not a theme park fan. Why did you go to Magic Kingdom then?
Good start.
Ways to improve your experience. Find discount for tickets. Get there as early as possible. Only use fast passes.
That's going to limit your day.
You're going on, well, maybe five or six rides.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Find ways to get more. Things you can't avoid. Ridiculous crowds. Can't freely move when you're there. And price gouging.
I like that. What did he say? So... things to improve your experience. Only use fast passes. Find ways to get more. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing you can do is get three and then get them early.
Yeah.
And then once you finish your three, then book one at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's you going to like try and kidnap a cast member?
Well, I guess what you could do is wait for a ride to go down, outside the entrance to that ride, the exit of that ride, and give people like $5 for their, like, because you get those free fast pass.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you get the ticket.
Maybe.
I mean, you could do that.
Why does it sound like you thought of that before?
It just came into my head, but I think it's a brilliant idea. I don't have to do it.
Yeah, just buy them for $5 and then sell them.
I'll be that.
$50.
I'll take my t-shirt off, rough up my hair, take my hat off, get a sign, and it just says, "We'll dance for fast passes." And see how many of the little paper tickets I get after Space Mountain goes down.
You might be better off with the $5 per ticket.
Why?
I think it'll probably earn you more money.
Well, that's a test right there.
Well, I'll offer $5 and you can stand there dancing.
Yeah.
And we'll see who gets more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'll just say I will give your feedback to Disney in exchange for a fast pass. I'll have a long queue of people ready to moan then.
all these people in the poor reviews.
Tyler Cohen says, I'm sorry, but this system needs to be changed. We've been going here for over 20 years. When you say it like that, so have we.
Yeah.
That's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I first went out when I was six. So I've been going for 21 years.
Yeah, I first went before I was born. Yep, in the womb.
Yeah.
Who else can say that?
I don't know.
Nor do I.
Not many.
Not many, though.
No.
This week was supposed to be a quiet week, and it was not. It's evident that Disney gives zero cares... getting around the swears there. Disney gives zero cares about the experience. Either shut the doors or expand the rides. We spent over $1,000 to see 20% of Magic Kingdom and go on four rides.
Well, He says this week was supposed to be quiet. Is he saying that's because that was 4 months ago?
March, then.
So, yeah. Which, I mean, yes, it's probably a quieter time. Although it's starting to get busy in sort of March, April time.
It's starting to... I mean, I think that the quiet time in Disney is pretty much non-existent now.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, obviously, you'll have peak times and you'll have less
peak times. Yeah, there'll be times where Space Mountain is 2.5 hours and an hour.
Yeah.
But I very rarely see it under an hour now.
Yeah.
And quite often, even in October, I've seen it at like 90 minutes, 2 hours.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it goes back, I think we said this last week, it goes back to the fact that Disney can't control really how many people go in the park. They have a limit,
yeah,
but they very rarely hit that limit. It's only sort of New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, those sort of times, yeah, they actually hit the limit.
July 4th as well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, it's not their fault. They could lower the number in the park, but then they probably still wouldn't hit that like every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a very popular park. You can't control it.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Sandoval says, wife had heat exhaustion and very dizzy. Was told by employee to not stand on corner. Explain why.
Okay, yeah, sounds a bit dodgy.
Excuse me, ma'am, you can't do that. It's quite questionable. Explain my wife is in medical distress. Is heat exhaustion medical distress?
I mean, a NFL football player died.
Did he?
From
I didn't know it was such a bad thing.
From heat stroke the other day.
Wow.
He died. He wasn't playing football. He's like a ex guy.
Yeah.
He's probably only in like his 40s or something like that. But he was just working at home in like 38 degree heat or something like that. And he died from heat stroke.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So it can be serious. Yeah.
She said we could not stay on the corner. Finally, we worked out way over to another place and got her a shell chair to medical area with the help of employee because I spoke up. If you cannot communicate for yourself or pass out, please don't do it on a corner sidewalk before parade. This is an awesome inconvenience for employees, and at least one did not even offer to call for paramedics or assistance. I mean, I get his point, but also it's more that it's a hazard to have someone laying or potentially sitting in an area which is possibly one of the only ways that people can get out of the park in an emergency during a parade.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
tough situation.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of an odd kind of interaction with the cast member because they don't, like, you would imagine if you said, oh, my wife is ill, they would help.
Mm.
Like, did they say that? And it seems like a bit of an odd, if your wife is suffering from, like, heat exhaustion and very dizziness, sort of thing, why are you on, like, the corner of where, like, potentially a parade, by the sounds of it, would be? Because that's going to be in direct heat, sun.
Maybe he was just like, oh, she, you know, she's feeling a bit dizzy.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's a cast member, you're like, well, that's not serious enough to...
Yeah, exactly. You know,
there's some seats like, over there.
It's a difficult thing. You're like, did they explain their situation enough?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they should... I don't know really why they would be sat outside. Why would you not go inside?
Because
especially if you're around by where a parade is, there's plenty of shops down Main Street that you can go
exactly,
to.
Yeah, exactly,
like that. It's just... yeah, I mean, I can completely understand, like, if you're suffering from, like, heat exhaustion, not feeling well, that sort of thing, then, yeah, you just kind of want to sit down, but you think you'd want to sit down in a cooled area.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
it's not going to help you if you sit in the sun.
She's lying down in the sunshine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Lou Ricky says, not the way it was when I was a kid. They pack in so many people that you could not enjoy it. Be prepared for over an hour wait on every ride. Characters no longer walk around the park. You have to wait 45 minutes to an hour to meet them. We went to Disney World for 3 days and my kids never even saw Mickey. Well, that's on you,
isn't
it? That's
completely on you.
That's on you.
Yeah.
The people pushed my three-year-old out of the way to get a spot for a parade. Again, like, just say something.
Yeah, I mean, so we got a few recurring points. The fact that the park's so busy, there's nothing you can do about that.
It's not
like Disney are cramming people in. People just turn up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, they're not. They haven't increased the park's capacity.
Yeah,
more people are just going on a regular basis.
I mean, even if they increased the park capacity, it would not make a blind bit of difference because it's a set number. You know, those people turn up that they want to turn up.
Mm.
They don't, as we said a minute ago, they don't hit capacity every day.
No.
So if they did, then that would make sense that if they increased the capacity of the parks, then they could let more people in. But they're not doing that.
No. Exactly. Yeah. Todd Gill says, way too overcrowded and could not do anything outside of your 4 fast passes. What? How did he get 4?
He must have used his first 3.
Must have used his first 3, yeah. Other than waiting in line forever.
Paid $5 or danced.
There you go. That's the option.
Yeah.
Yelled at some old couple for rubbing against me that line hopped... Wait a second, what? Yelled at some old couple for rubbing against me that line hopped everyone on Peter Pan. My kids love theme parks and going on rides, but were not happy the majority of the time here. I should have saved $1,000 and just took them to Waldemar Park.
Ah, good old Waldemar Park.
Never heard of that place.
What? The old couple rubbing against me. That sounds a bit sexual.
I don't really know if I would expect an old couple to cut line.
I don't know what he's saying, though. He's saying, like, that line hopped. Does that mean that, yes, they cut in front of the line? Or does that mean that they had fast passes?
Mm. And he was just standing in the fast pass line like, no!
Because the thing is he saying that he was in the regular line, they were in the fast pass line,
oh, and they rubbed against him? As they were walking past?
Maybe.
Yeah, that seems quite likely.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a bit of a harsh thing to yell at them. We don't know the context, but it seems like a bit harsh to sort of say... Yeah. You yelled at somebody for rubbing against you. Because I would like to think that Americans don't hold back. They will let you know their mind.
Yeah.
So if somebody was to cut in line, especially in a queue for a ride, people wouldn't have that.
Yeah, if you've been waiting an hour and someone cuts in front of you,
yeah,
without going, oh, I'm really sorry, I just needed a loo and my wife's over there.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, that's fine. Then you're going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, Brits might not. certain Brits would.
Brits would just be like,
ugh. Oh, look, I'm going to tweet about this. But Americans, select Americans again, would be quite vocal about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ivan Perez says, feels like it's all about the money, and the more you spend, the better of an experience you can have. Very similar to a class system. They should have limit on daily ticket sales, they do,
yeah,
so that all patrons can enjoy themselves equally. I'm sure that's what Walt Disney would have wanted.
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for one of them.
We haven't seen many of those, actually.
No,
have we?
It's the first one, isn't it, for Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
FastPass can be enhanced to eliminate long lines, long waits for all.
I think technically you spelled it FastPass.
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 FastPass. Yeah. FastPass.
So obviously we've got some guy that knew Walt Disney there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. At my mushrooms, not FastPass. Franz Ufuger. Franz Ufuger. Bad. It was really bad. It would be a 5-star if the fast pass worked like all the other places, like Universal, Busch Gardens, Six Flags, or SeaWorld. Whether you have to pay more money to get them, basically.
Yeah. Which really is like the class. Like the last guy complained about the class system. That's the more money you pay.
I think fast pass for free.
At least Disney's fast passes are free.
Yeah.
Because Universal's one very much feels like a class system, doesn't it?
And it's expensive.
It is expensive. It's like the same price, if not more, than a daily ticket to the park.
Yeah.
Which...
And certainly, the last few trips that I've been on to Universal, you do not need Express for the rides.
No, I mean, last year, because, I mean, in recent years, me and my family have stayed at Universal property.
Yeah.
So we get fast passes included.
Express.
Express, yeah. Obviously, only at select resorts as well, locations. Yes. Whereas when we stayed, obviously, at the Swan last year, we didn't have the Universal Fastpass. There were select rides that we thought, yes, it would be nice to have Fastpass on, like Minions is particularly busy, like,
yeah,
a lot of the time.
I really don't rate that ride.
I do enjoy the ride. I don't know why it has such a big queue compared to other rides.
No.
I don't know why the Mummy has such a short queue. Considering
no,
it's a
it's much better
ride
than the Minions.
Yeah. So, you know, there are a select number of rides where you think, oh yeah, I would like a fast pass for this.
Mm.
But at the same time, Minions sometimes does go quieter.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to catch it at the right time. And I don't think we didn't get to a point where we thought, oh, we haven't been able to do everything.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have fast passes. We got on all the rides that we wanted to go on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I want to know what's going on with the Terminator building.
Yeah.
Like, it's been closed for 2 years,
maybe?
It's been
closed a long time. Last I saw, they were putting some, like, air vents on the roof or something. Or
yeah.
Whether it's aircon or something like that. They were putting something on the roof. But they haven't said a word of what it's going to be.
No, nothing official at all.
No.
It's like classic Universal.
It's bizarre. You think, why would you not say... Because it's been closed for a good
two years.
3 years?
Yeah.
2 years, is it?
Yeah, because I think when I went in October of 2017... It would just close like a week or so before we arrived.
Okay.
So we couldn't do it
before
it closed. So it's been shut almost 2 years, I think.
Yeah, and how have they not said what's coming? Because you imagine being closed for 2 years.
They must be nearly done.
You would have thought so. Like, it doesn't take, like, especially it's bound,
it's Fast and Furious, they put up pretty quick.
Yeah, and I'm assuming this is going to be another show kind of thing.
Yeah.
Probably another screen ride.
Yeah, probably.
But you, because you know they're not going to build like a big track. I wouldn't have thought.
There's no room in that building.
Well, yeah, they haven't expanded the building, no. So I don't really know what they're doing.
No, I have no idea. Maybe they changed their mind midway through the project as to what it was going to be.
You imagine that's quite an expensive way of doing
maybe
it.
Maybe they were like, damn it, James Cameron's back for the next Terminator movie. Bring it back, bring it back.
Maybe it was going to be like after they came out with Fast and Furious, and then we got, oh, let's do a Hobbs and Shaw ride.
Oh,
and
no.
And then they saw the feedback to the Fast and Furious ride, and they were like, oh, God, change it.
No, nobody wants any more of this franchise. Oh, dear. Because there were rumours that it was going to be Jason Bourne.
Okay.
That was one of the rumours, which I see very unlikely, given that the franchise is pretty much dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they came out with they came back with Matt Damon...
Five years ago?
Yeah,
it was a good movie.
It's a good film.
But it's not a viable franchise at the minute.
I don't really see it being a ride either.
No. The other rumour was James Bond.
Yeah, a similar sort of thing. I think it probably fits a little bit better than...
Bourne. Yeah, I agree. But still...
It's a bit of a questionable...
And also, Daniel Craig's about to become irrelevant after next year.
I mean, he's been moaning about it ever since he took on the role, hasn't he?
Imagine him doing an extra like film for a 3D show. he just walks onto the screen like, hello. Oh,
I'm a martini. I don't even care how I have it anymore.
Martini. Well, he says that in the Casino Royale, doesn't he?
Does he?
They're like,
because that's meant to be like the first ever film, essentially, yeah. Isn't it?
Because the guy's like, how would you take it, sir? And he's like, does it look like I give a damn? You see, something like that. It's like, all right, mate. I'm not going to give you one now.
I work for minimum wage. I don't need this.
I don't need people like you in my life. I don't care where I'm working. I was better off at Poundland. Ship me off to some fancy casino. Where were we? Only choose three rides to Fastpass a day, unlike the other places I mentioned, can be used on all rides all day, I'm assuming he wants to say there, but you pay for it.
Yeah.
If this small thing was fixed, Disney would be a lot more enjoyable, but no, they're so money hungry, they want you to keep coming back and spending money. Like, I mean, they're giving you free Fastpass. Like, his argument is completely null and void.
If they wanted more money, they would charge people the Fastpass.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be interesting to see how many people actually took it up. If they charged for it. I'm not saying they should. They definitely shouldn't charge for it. They should. Really, they should try taking it out. Mm. But it would be interesting to see how many people buy it. It'd be interesting to know how many people buy the Universal one.
Yeah.
Like, how many people actually buy it compared to how many people...
Get it with a hotel.
Yeah, because you get it with Hard Rock and Portofino.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know... Is that the only two?
I think it is, yeah. I think it is.
You know, and there's obviously a lot of people in those hotels, so you imagine there's a lot of people going to the parks with those fast passes.
Although, I mean, you go back to last year, we hardly saw anyone using Express.
No, I mean, you don't see it that, like, the queues for Express are really short,
yeah.
Like, generally. I mean, there's even certain rides that you just don't need, like Jurassic Park, you don't need to use Express.
No, you really don't. You really don't. So, Sonny O says, the Disney staffs... Not all, but most, are overpaid and underworked. I think that's the complete reverse of what's actually happening. Disney came up with this, because Abigail Disney, she came out and was like, everyone's underpaid.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Disney came back and said, no, the average wage for our cast members is way above minimum wage.
Right.
So you think, oh, okay, that's a good response. I mean, they were a bit arseholes about how they responded.
Right.
But... when you look into it, they've taken all of management's wages into that average.
Right, okay.
Which is not right, is it?
No.
So if you remove that, you remove all the managers of the restaurants and everything like that, and you look at, say, the cast members that are operating the rides, doing the queues, working as waiters and waitresses, and the cast members that are out on the streets saying hi, they are not paid. Like anywhere near what they should be.
Right, yeah.
So I do think that's a bit cheeky from Disney to just go, on average, everyone's on a minimum wage. Yeah, that's because people like Joe Rode are probably on 400 grand a year.
And the rest, probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, if you're going to look at those stats, they should be saying what
this is the tier.
This is what the minimum wage is. This is what we pay. Do we pay the minimum wage or do we pay more than
the question that I would ask them is, okay, What is your custodial? What's the ways that you pay your custodials?
Because
I guarantee you it's not. What's the ways you pay your cleaners?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, obviously, you just taking the college
mousekeeping program. Sorry. Mousekeeping, that's what I meant.
Just taking
Give it a fancy name. They don't need to be paid money.
Given the college program, you obviously enter that. You do get paid while doing that, don't you?
Not much, but yeah.
Right, okay. So I'm guessing, I don't know if you get paid as much as, say, a normal cast member would get paid if you had a full-time job there.
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like...
That's probably a way around it for them as well.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, obviously, you get randomly put into different things, don't you? Some people are custodial, some people are rides. So you would have thought they get paid the same amount regardless of what your job you're doing for the college program.
I read a comment the other day... a girl I know on Twitter is working out there in a minute, and she's doing something on Star Wars in Hollywood Studios. It's not Galaxy's Edge, but...
Right, okay.
And she was doing, like, the pre-spiel for, I think, the Jedi show or Star Tours, I can't remember which one.
Right.
And a kid just shouted out, "Why are you talking British?"
You want me to talk?
Thought she was putting on an accent.
Oh, I see. That's brilliant.
So he says, overpaid and underworked, which is completely not true. Also, they have an attitude towards disabled people who don't look disabled. Disney should be a friendly place and not filled with a very rude staff members who are only standing there to make a quick buck by just standing.
That is a garbage.
I mean, that review, I'm sorry to say, any Disney cast member listening to this, you will know as well as we do, that is complete and utter nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. Every part of that is wrong. Like,
yeah, I'm not having
I can't believe as well that the cast members judge people for disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, you imagine they are trained to not... Well, I mean, even anyone shouldn't judge people based on their disabilities. Like,
doesn't matter if it's physical or mental.
It doesn't matter. Nobody should do that. But especially, you would have thought that Disney would give staff training into those sort of how to respond to disability people.
And yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't believe that for one second.
No, I don't either.
And, you know, given that the rest of the review is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
They're saying they're underpaid, they're overpaid and underworked.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
We'll read a couple more. Taylor Norville says, "Never go here on 4th of July." I mean, yeah, I could have told you that, mate. "Being a pass holder for many years, everyone who's a pass holder seems to love mentioning it in their reviews."
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have we ever encountered one that's a pass holder and not, like, repeated it several times?
I don't think so.
Let's see if they say it again. "And never felt this disrespected by cast members before. The park was clearly at capacity, so they should not have let more people in. But they were." No, they weren't. The park was not at capacity. Because if it's at capacity, legally, they can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. You imagine the fines they would face if they let more people in.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be ridiculous. Because I assume that sort of thing is regulated.
It's all automated, like, yeah.
Yeah, because they'll probably have counters of how many people went into the park every day. And I assume that sort of thing is checked by authorities.
Well, now, most of the time, although you don't have to have a... scan your magic band to get out, or your card to get out.
Yeah,
you often get people on the gate.
Oh, what? Ticking the numbers. Yeah.
But certainly when you go in, you scan your magic band or card digitally. Mm-hmm. They've got that number.
Yeah.
That's being stored. Someone's looking at that. Exactly. Probably always that there's a number somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody must be monitoring it, or it could be an automated system.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just not let anyone in once they've hit that 100,000 mark, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It just prevents anyone from getting in.
Yeah.
And then presumably they get told, the cast members get told.
One out, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It was a hot... cast members just kept screaming at me and others. It was a horrible experience. Left before the fireworks and might not come back for a while. I mean, that's... What a mistake. Fireworks at July 4th were the only reason I would go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I mean, the rides are going to be mental all day.
Yeah.
I'd want to hunker down, get myself a couple of drinks, maybe book a lunch somewhere where I could have a beer, because obviously this is the only way you can get alcohol at Magic Kingdom. Just to try and chill out a bit, and then watch the fireworks. "The experience makes me want to cancel my annual pass." Terrible. You're not going today.
No. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Like, it's fairly obvious. Don't go on July 4th. If you want to avoid busy periods, don't go on July 4th. That's stupid.
Yeah, no, exactly.
If you want to go there for the experience of July 4th and you want to go there for the fireworks, completely go.
Yeah.
But go with the expectation that it's going to be really busy.
Yeah, 100%. Save your money, says Clay Stevens. Will it make this the last one? Go to Universal Studios. They actually care about customers and treat you like they actually care. Do they actually care, do you think?
I always think that the cast members at Disney care more than the cast members at Universal.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just to prove a point, we are today going to a Universal press event.
Yeah.
And we are always totally honest in what we think of anything.
Yeah.
And I would agree with you on that.
I don't
think they're bad.
No, definitely not.
But Disney's are forced to be friendly.
Yeah, because obviously their parks are aimed at a younger audience, yeah. And Disney obviously have a more of a reputation to uphold than Universal do.
Certainly in the theme parks, yeah.
So I think, you know, I always think, not that I've had a bad experience with a Universal cast member, I just think the cast members at Disney are generally more cheery and, you know, more enthusiastic than the cast members at Universal. Not to say anything bad against cast members at Universal, really, but that's just the impression that I get.
Mm, yeah, exactly. I agree. I spent $1,500 to get treated terribly, extremely rude and unprofessional by Disney employees at Magic Kingdom. By employees, Chelsea and Nicholas around the teacup area hosting pictures with Snow White. He laughed at my daughter because after we waited in line for 45 minutes for a picture with Snow White, I let them know what was going on and they said, "We can't help, we don't have time for your daughter to get her pictures and she will have to wait till hours later in the day."
Hang on, so what? I don't understand. He said he laughed at my daughter because after we waited in line for 45 minutes for a picture with Snow White.
Basically, they were saying Snow White's going now. Which I don't think they do. I think that what happens now, and this is only a month ago, is they cut the line off.
That would make more sense.
They do. I've seen them do it.
Why would you get people to wait for like an hour and then just like half hour in say, "Oh, sorry, we're closing."
Yeah.
Yeah, unless there's some kind of emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But no, that doesn't happen. They cut the line off and say that you know, no more she's people. Not seeing anyone else today. That's what they've seen them do it.
Yeah.
This was after we waited in the heat 45 minutes. Then were we next in line and said, "We can't help you. And no, we can't take one customer, even though you've been waiting patiently for 45 minutes." So I respectfully asked for a manager, and they laughed at me and my kids and said there was no manager available to take my complaint. So I asked Nicholas, the employee, where the customer complaints office was. He laughed at us again, and I said, "I don't know. Good luck finding it." I don't believe that he would have said that.
No.
I don't believe that at all. At this point, my five-year-old daughter is devastated and crying because all she wanted was a picture with a princess after we patiently waited. I highly recommend saving your money, time, and your children being upset and let down by the services and employees, Chelsea and Nicholas, specifically at Magic Kingdom. The employees don't care. They just want to not be there and leave. That do not care about children are the parents that spend lots of money to get treated fairly and respectful. I will not recommend my friends and family and business associates to not go to Disney World Magic Kingdom, and I suggest everyone to go to Universal Studios, where you're treated wonderfully as a priority and a valued customer, and management makes everyone feel valued. I completely believe I wasted $1,500 for a one-day trip to Disney Magic Kingdom, and I'm extremely disgusted by the way I and my children were treated. Save your money, people. Universal is the way to go. Here, at one point, he says, "I will recommend all my friends and family and businesses associates not to go to Disney World Magic Kingdom." I don't understand. It's written really badly.
He's written badly. I think he's saying he's going to tell everyone to not go. Basically,
but it kind of reasons he's saying people not to go. So they should go, because it's like a double negative.
I don't think it's a double negative.
Is it not? So maybe I just read it wrong.
I mean, it's a very hard read, because it's quite badly written.
It's really badly written. I don't trust anything that's happened to him, because he can't write.
Yeah.
Clay. last one, Heather... I know I said that one was last, but I can't land on that. Heather Ganson says, "Going to be unpopular on this one, but we went for one day. Parking is expensive, tickets are outrageous, 2 hours to ride a roller coaster, and I found the Bibbidi Bobbidi staff extremely rude. If you don't know that that is a reservation only, you'll be told so quite rudely. Not even close to magical. Will I try again someday? No."
It seems a bit harsh, doesn't it? Like, if you went there and you didn't realise it was a reservation only, fine. But then to say, "I'm never going back because of that."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, whoever you're going, presumably your daughter or son or whatever, you know, they wanted to do it. So,
yeah, you know. I mean, I had a terrible cast member in Mamma Melrose in Hollywood Studios, as I've said in the past, and that's put us off going to Mamma Melrose since.
Right.
Okay. Even though the food there is pretty good, but it's not going to switch me off to going back to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Because one cast member wasn't great.
I had a bad experience with a cast member.
And admittedly, I should be going back to Mamma Melrose.
Right. Okay.
One bad experience on one cast member's off day probably isn't fair to say I'd never go back.
Yeah, I mean, we've had kind of bad experiences we go to Hard Rock.
Yeah.
At City Walk.
Yeah.
In Universal Studios often. And, you know, we've had a few bad experiences there. But we always go back.
Yeah.
You know, you get different staff members and things like that. You know, different servers every time. So yeah, it's just how, because you have a bad experience, doesn't, you shouldn't write it off.
Exactly. Yeah.
No matter what it is, really.
So that is it for this week's podcast. Please go and leave us a 5-star review on the podcast app or on iTunes, depending on how you're listening to this podcast, and. Please also go and check us out on our website, themeparktrailer.com. I wrote a piece on Halloween Horror Nights last week, an opinion piece. So it's not just about podcasts. We've got guides on the website as well. Lots of exciting plans coming up as well. And if you like, if you use the social medias, find us on Twitter, Instagram,
sounds very medieval,
Facebook,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
The social medias.
It's sadly not alcoholic. Then look us up on there. Our username is always Theme Park Trader. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week, unless there's something significant that comes from the Universal announcements today, in which case we may do an impromptu podcast at some point.
Yeah.
So see you next week.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.